This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coaching the Life Coach. This is Robert Harrison, and in this first episode, I want to just give you a chance to get to know me a little bit better, tell you what you can expect in the next couple of episodes, and also tell you how you can be a guest on Coaching the Life Coach. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. So I told myself, well, if this coaching stuff really works, like if NLP really works and I can set a goal, a huge goal, and accomplish it, I should be able to prove it. And what a great way to launch the business. So I told all my friends, I made an announcement. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to double my income within a year doing something I've never done before to prove that my coaching skills are really what I think they are. And that would be a great way to start my business. So that's exactly what I did. 10 months later, I got hired as a software engineer. I had achieved all my goals. So at that point, I cashed my chips in and I started Leap Ahead Coaching. Now, that was 5 years ago. And since then, Leap Ahead Coaching has kind of morphed into two wings. There is Professionals Edge, which is the corporate consulting and coaching part of the business, as I mentioned. And there is Bay Area Hypnosis Center, where we handle the transformative work. All coaches should have coaches. All mentors should have mentors. Because when you're actively in the process, you're going to be more tuned into it. It's like the difference between riding a bike and watching a movie. You're going to learn so much more. And really, if you want to get good at coaching quickly, you need to have feedback. You need to see people doing it who are doing it well and doing it effectively and doing it profitably. And you need to have them give you feedback on a regular basis. Do not be duped into working with someone who has not done what you are trying to do, because then you won't get practical knowledge, and that's what you need, practical knowledge. My current mentor for my hypnosis business, Scott McFall, has been in the process 20 years. He's built and sold 5 clinics. This guy knows the ins and outs of the hypnosis business and how to do it very, very well. Now, for those of you who don't know me too well, let me tell you a little bit about the companies that I run. I have 2 branches of my company. The first branch is Professionals Edge. That is the corporate consulting business where I teach companies how to improve their communication between executives and managers. I help people achieve more in less time, and I help them keep their life balanced as well. That is very fulfilling work, and I love going into corporations and helping people get back in touch with why they went to work in the first place. And the whole point of having a job, building a career, and trying to live the American dream. And it's so funny because a lot of us tend to lose sight of the ultimate goal in the first place. We forget why we're working so hard to get the house and to get the car and to get the family. It's for happiness. And so I love going into a corporation and teaching people how to achieve the greatest amount of happiness over the longest period of time. That is what I call a sustainable and ecological goal. Now, in the transformational side of my business, we have Bay Area Hypnosis Center. And in this side of the business, we handle programs such as weight loss, smoking cessation, confidence, stress release, pain management, and other kind of personal transformative type services that you would normally fall under hypnotism or under different forms of therapy. Although we do not practice therapy, we are educational consultants. And I love both of the branches of the business, and quite often they do overlap, as you can imagine. But in terms of the marketing and the structure of the business, it's really important to keep them separate. And one of the things you're going to learn about in a lot of these shows is the difference between doing what you do well and how to market that to the people that can best benefit from your services and in a way that's going to work for everybody. So now, how did I get started as a coach? Well, it started a long time ago. I would say the first big transformative piece for me was when I was about 18 years of age. My parents were going through a divorce. And during that time, I was seeking something outside of myself to help me understand what was going on and how I could have a little bit more control and power over it. And at that time in my life, I found a book by Anthony Robbins called Awaken the Giant Within. And if you're not familiar with this book, now is a great time to do that. If you are a coach, you are going to want to read this book, because this is like probably the best known book to general society in terms of coaches. When people think of, you know, who do you know as a coach, most of the people are going to think of Anthony Robbins. He is one of the leaders in the field. So this particular book just blew my mind. I mean, it really got me to think in ways I had not thought before. And it took me into the realms of what I didn't know, what I had never even thought of before. There's a particular chapter in there, I believe it's chapter 8, on questions. And the title of it is Questions Are the Answers. And what I realized in reading that book is that I had been spending most of my life asking myself questions that didn't produce the kind of results that I wanted, like, what's wrong with me? What's my problem? Why is this happening? Why are my parents getting a divorce? Etc., etc., etc. And what this chapter taught me was to ask questions like, what's right with me? How can I learn this better? How can I make this work? What's great about this situation? And when I started asking those kinds of questions, my life took a rapid change, and it started changing very, very quickly. Now, fast forward a couple of years, I was working as a mental health counselor. Now, the only reason I even got into the mental health industry was I originally wanted to be a writer. I wanted to write novels, and a friend of mine told me I could get great material working as a psych tech with the chronically mentally ill. So there I was working on my novel, working with the chronically mentally ill, but I became more and more fascinated with the human mind and what makes people change. And since I had been really studying Tony's work, I noticed in the back of his books, if you look at the bibliography, he references a lot of NLP. That's short for neuro-linguistic programming. And a real simple definition of neuro-linguistic programming is the modeling of human excellence. It's how to model behavior in such a way that you can reproduce it, you can make it predictable, and you can make it repeatable. So I remember getting this book, and I read about the fast phobia cure. That was one of the kind of the processes in the new technology of achievement by the NLP comprehensive team. It's a great starting book for NLP if you're interested in that. And so I read this book, about this process called the fast phobia technique. And I remember there was another counselor where I was working, and she had this huge phobia of dogs. Anytime she got near a dog, she just freaked out. I mean, literally just scared the life out of her. She would tighten up, she would freeze, she couldn't talk, she couldn't breathe. And you would basically have to either remove her or remove the dog, or it would just go downhill from there. So I remember telling her one day in a passing conversation, I said, well, you know, I'm studying NLP. We have this process called the fast phobia cure. So why don't we go ahead and cure your phobia, then go have lunch. And so I spent about 5-10 minutes max with her. And when I started to ask her more about her phobia, what I discovered was when she was little, I think around 8 or 9 years old, a dog had jumped on her, attacked her, and knocked her down a flight of stairs while biting her. So anytime she got within like 30 feet of a dog, even a chihuahua, it could have been a toothless chihuahua, she would have freaked out. So we ran the process, and I took her over to PetSmart. Well, sure enough, at PetSmart, the only dog that was there was a huge, huge husky dog. I mean, like, just a huge dog. Well, it was a husky, so it was a big, big dog. And so I told her, I said, well, you know, go up and pet the dog. Shouldn't be a problem at all. Your phobia's gone. She walked all the way up to the dog. And before then, she had never been able to get within 30 feet of a dog without freezing. She literally walked all the way up to the dog, reached down to pet it, got her hand about 6 inches away from it, and she goes, no, I don't think I want to do that. And so being ignorant at the time, I just assumed, wow, I guess it didn't really work. When in reality, from a therapeutic standpoint, it was the greatest achievement that she had made in the last 25 years of her life in terms of getting near dogs. I mean, it was unbelievable that she could even get that close to a dog. And here I am, probably what I needed to do in retrospect is maybe run the process one or two more times. But it could have simply been that she thought the dog smelled, that she didn't want to touch the dog, or that she just didn't feel it was necessary. But either way, if I had really noticed and had the acuity to notice what was going on, what I would have seen is that she was able to walk all the way up to that dog, put her hand within 6 inches of it, and still feel calm and relaxed, and then walk away. It was a huge triumph. But at that time, I didn't really see that. I didn't know what I was kind of looking for as a result, so I put that book on the shelf and forgot about it. Fast forward a few years, I ended up in Northern California, where I just wanted to surf and write. I had no intention, again, of really pursuing this field, but I was still working as a mental health counselor. Why? Because I was an English major in college, and it's kind of hard to get a job writing novels. So there I was, and I ran into a guy by the name of Rick Matthews, who knew neurolinguistic programming. For some reason, I met this guy at a coffee shop, and he asked me, hey, have you ever heard of neurolinguistic programming? And since I had heard about it, I was so fascinated with it before, I said, yeah. Guess what I found out? Northern California is the mecca of neurolinguistic programming. That's where neurolinguistic programming was created in the 70s by Richard Bandler and John Grinder. So, needless to say, I dove right into it. I signed up for the first training that I could get into, which was the NLP practitioner training. Back then, NLP of California was owned by Tom Dotz, who now owns NLP Comprehensive, and they had the original 27-day format training. I got really, really into it. I took the training. I ended up working for the company, recording all the audios for them, and that allowed me to take the NLP practitioner training 3 times. And it also allowed me to take the master practitioner training 2x and allowed me to take every other training they had multiple times. Plus, I got to get to know the trainers pretty well, like Robert McDonald, Tom Best, Charles Faulkner, Linda Feudold, Tamara Andreas, Steve Andreas, Michael Grinder, and some of the greats, Tim Halbum, and it was an amazing experience. So I got really, really into NLP for several years. I used to watch Richard Bandler videos in slow motion with my buddy Rick on Saturdays, and we would go for these walks and talk about NLP, practice language patterns, all these different things that had to do with human transformation. So one day we were going for a walk, and I remember looking at him and saying, man, this is so much fun. Wouldn't it be great if we could do this for a living? And at that moment, I literally stopped dead in my tracks, and I looked at him and I said, why not? This is what I'm going to do for a living. Now, remember, I was working as a mental health counselor at the time, and so I told myself, well, if this coaching stuff really works, like if NLP really works and I can set a goal, a huge goal, and accomplish it, I should be able to prove it, and what a great way to launch the business. So I told all my friends, I made an announcement, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to double my income within a year doing something I've never done before to prove that my coaching skills are really what I think they are, and that would be a great way to start my business. So that's exactly what I did. 10 months later, I got hired as a software engineer. Now remember, I was a writer and a mental health counselor. I knew nothing about doing technical work. I literally went to the library and I got a book called Learn Java in 24 Hours. Now at the time, this is around 99, Java, JSP, these were hot web programming and software engineering topics and programs to use, or languages to use techie terms. So I went ahead and got a book, Learn It in 24 Hours, and struggled through it. Got another book, Learn That, and within 10 months, I had to drop out of my community college class. I only took about 1.5 classes because I got hired at exactly double my income 10 months later. And the only reason I got double my income is because they offered me less. I said, no, I can't work for anything less than twice what I was currently making. So there I was. I got in. And within a year, I tripled my income. Within 2 years, I was a manager, and I was in charge of the look and feel, what's called the presentation layer of our software. And I was working with the CEO and the CFO on a daily basis. I had achieved all my goals. So at that point, I cashed my chips in, and I started Leap Ahead Coaching. Now, that was 5 years ago, and since then, Leap Ahead Coaching has kind of morphed into two wings. There is Professionals Edge, which is the corporate consulting and coaching part of the business, as I mentioned, and there is Bay Area Hypnosis Center, where we handle the transformative work. So what's great about both of these businesses is they're what I call good karma industries. I absolutely love what I do, and I made a commitment to myself a long time ago. I will only do that which is beneficial to society, that which will help others help themselves have a more fulfilling life. So now that has kind of branched off into not only helping individuals improve their quality of their life, but also helping other coaches and other hypnotists and other service professionals improve the quality of their life and the quality of their business and the quality of their clients' lives that they serve. Now, the way we're doing that, helping other service professionals, is through a new website we put up in just the last 6 months called PracticeFix.com. There's a newsletter that I send out emails on a regular basis, and we have bi-weekly conference calls. There's also a resource forum for all service professionals. So if you're interested in building your online business, if you're interested in learning more about front-end marketing, back-end marketing, if you're interested in networking with other service professionals, and this is one of the challenges for service professionals, it can be a very lonely business when you're running your own show. And so being able to network with other service professionals in similar industries makes a huge difference. There's all kinds of free resources on the PracticeFix.com website. So if you are a service professional, I highly encourage you check it out. We virtually mentor several hundred coaches all over the world. And we're also able to negotiate group discounts for those coaches on new trainings, services, and tools to improve your coaching business, to improve your service professional business, and if you're a hypnotist, also to improve your hypnotism business. Now, here's what I can tell you. Over the last 3 years, we've consistently, in my coaching and consulting businesses, brought in over six figures, and we're looking to do even better this year. Each year, it's grown by approximately 25%, and it's going to continue to grow over the next couple of years. We're also going to be launching a new book in 2008 for ProfessionalsEdge.com. And that is Professional's Edge, How to Get Ahead at Work and Have a Life. That first chapter will be available via download from ProfessionalsEdge.com by the end of January. And the Bay Area Hypnosis Center, we're looking at opening three additional clinics in the next year up and down the peninsula so that we can really serve the Bay Area better. And part of doing that is bringing other hypnotists in the Bay Area into the fold, so to speak. And I'm really excited about doing that. I'm excited about seeing those hypnotists prosper more and serve more people and become more profitable. And I'm looking forward to having a larger reach in the Bay Area here. This is Robert Harrison. This is Coaching Life Coach. We're going to take a brief break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Listen to Evolutionary Sales, integrating 21st century psychology with ethical sales techniques. A daily audio program to make your explosive success not just possible, but predictable on personallifemedia.com.
Welcome back. This is Robert Harrison with Coaching the Life Coach. And just before the break, we were talking about a little bit about my journey. I was telling you a little bit about my companies that I'm now running and about PracticeFix.com and how I got into coaching in the first place, which was through the avenue of learning neuro-linguistic programming. Now, since then, of course, we've added hypnosis, we've added somatic work, we've added Vipassana meditation, and we've added all kinds of other skills and drills. I really am a firm believer in constantly sharpening the saw. So with that said, I think it's time to move into a few of my favorite books and tools for coaches. So obviously, I mentioned this book earlier, Awaken the Giant Within by Anthony Robbins. If you have not read that book, if you do not have that book in your library, go out and get it. That is a phenomenal book, and it's a really great start for any coach. It is kind of like the must read for coaches. It's a great place to start because Anthony Robbins is probably one of the most well-known coaches amongst Americana in terms of he's pretty famous. He's even been in Shallow Hal. So I'd highly recommend starting with Awaken the Giant Within. There's also, if you like audio tapes, there's the Personal Power series. There's Personal Power 1 and 2, and now there's the whole Get the Edge program. All of Tony's stuff, I think, is really great. And it's a good primer. It's a good place to start if you're going to want to be a coach. Another important resource, of course, would be neurolinguistic programming training. Become a practitioner, then become a master practitioner. Now, these will not teach you how to run a business, but they will teach you what to do with the clients once you get the clients in your office. And of course, on top of that, you add a tremendous amount of practical wisdom through working with a lot of people, and you'll get very good very quickly. Now, a great primer book for coaching is Coactive Coaching by Laura Whitworth, Henry Kimsey House, and Phil Sandal. And this is a great book to start with for those of you who don't have previous experience with coaching. Now, there are a lot of great coaching schools as well. There's Newfield Coaching. I believe there is a Coactive Coaching school. And there's a number of things on the web. But just remember, guys, the most important thing to really get is that to get good at anything, you need lots and lots of practice. And what's really nice is to have lots of feedback while you're practicing. This is where a mentoring or a coaching situation really makes a difference. And I believe all coaches should have coaches. All mentors should have mentors. Because when you're actively in the process, you're going to be more tuned into it. It's like the difference between riding a bike and watching a movie. You're going to learn so much more. And really, if you want to get good at coaching quickly, you need to have feedback. You need to see people doing it who are doing it well and doing it effectively and doing it profitably. And you need to have them give you feedback on a regular basis. A lot of times, what's interesting too is when a person calls me for mentoring or coaching, they'll tell me what they think the problem is. They'll tell me what they think is holding them back. Or I'll ask them, hey, what do you think is holding them back? But in reality, there's what they observe about their behavior and about their thoughts and about what they're doing that they can communicate with me. And then there's what's actually occurring. And a lot of times, the bottleneck or what's preventing that person from really going to the next level is completely outside of their awareness, which is why it's so useful to have a coach. This is why people hire us in the first place, is because we are outside of their own scope of awareness. We are seeing their lives from a fresh perspective or a fresh point of view, and therefore we're not emotionally charged by their own fears and insecurities, and we're able to help them see things that maybe they wouldn't see otherwise. So this is something that we need to always do for ourselves as well. Now, in terms of learning how to market your business, a great place to start is Book Yourself Solid by Michael Port. And he touts this as the fastest, easiest, most reliable system for getting more clients than you can handle, even if you hate marketing and selling. Now, is this the end-all, be-all? No. But it is a great place to start. And if you don't have previous experience doing that, and by the way, here's how to tell. If you're not seeing clients, if you're not getting clients, this is a great place to start, and you want to do that. Okay, so I have personally taken Michael Port's trainings, and I like them very much. I think that the book covers most of it, and the training course is essentially to get you to do what's in the book. So I hope to get Michael Port on the show at some point. I highly recommend his book and his training because it's a really good way to kind of get you up and running. And again, everybody, accountability is what's really most important. And ultimately, you're going to need that one-on-one feedback, working with someone who has done what you are trying to do. Do not be duped into working with someone who has not done what you are trying to do, because then you won't get practical knowledge, and that's what you need, practical knowledge. My current mentor for my hypnosis business, Scott McFall, has been in the process 20 years. He's built and sold 5 clinics. This guy knows the ins and outs of the hypnosis business and how to do it very, very well. My business coach is someone who's been doing business coaching for 20 years in corporations all over the U.S., and she knows what she's doing like the back of her hand. I'm going to try and get her on the call at some point. She is wonderful, too. So it's important that you learn from people who have done what it is that you're trying to do and have done it repeatedly. Now, the next book I want to recommend to you is called The E-Myth Physician, or The E-Myth Revisited. And it's why most small businesses don't work and what you can do about it. And it's all about systematizing your business. This is a book by Michael Gerber. And the reason I mention E-Myth Physician, obviously I'm not a physician. Most of you are not physicians. But a physician's business is more service-oriented, like most of ours is, where we're dealing with customers, clients, you could even call them patients on a daily basis. So it's really about how to run that operation more smoothly and to see it from a more systemized point of view. Again, it's another kind of highly recommended book. Now, in terms of negotiation, one of my favorite books is a book by Jim Kemp, and it's called Start With No, The Negotiating Tools That the Pros Don't Want You to Know About. Now, of course, that's kind of a catchy title, but one of the great things that Jim Kemp does in this book is he reframes the whole concept of hearing no. And if you get a chance to listen to some of his audio tapes, they're also very, very good on negotiation. Remember, negotiation is a tool that we use to help people make decisions. To help make people make the decisions that they want to make and that are good for them. And it's important for us to really learn how to negotiate properly. And one of the concepts I really got from Jim Camp was the idea of the emotional pendulum in negotiation. And this is where if you're too needy, if money's a real issue for you and you're in front of a client, and we've all done this at one point or another, and you start to get needy, boy, they can just, the client can smell that like a tiger smells blood, and it just repels people, and will cause them to not want to do business with you. Because really, you know, just like it is for us when we go out into the world and we're buying a new car or we're hiring someone to help us out, we want to know that they're making it about us and about really helping us and being of service to us. And, if they come off as needy, then obviously it's going to be really apparent that it's about them and we're less likely to do business with them. So it's important to just realize that it swings both ways. And there is this thing called the emotional pendulum that's at work in any negotiation that you have. And we'll cover that more when we get to the sections on lead conversion, which is really important. Now, the next book I'm going to recommend is on management. And for those of you who are solo practitioners, you've probably walked by the books on management many, many times in bookstores. But here's the hard truth. The reality of it is you need to become an excellent manager, even if it's only you. Why? Because you are managing yourself. When you do not have someone there to hold you accountable on a daily basis other than yourself, you need to make sure that you're managing your business in a way that is healthy for the business, in a way that's effective, in a way that's going to get the job done. So there's a great book called The Daily Drucker, and it gives a little write up each day, a little thought for the day. It starts with a quote, then explains it, and then gives you like a question you could ask yourself to kind of prepare yourself to be a better manager that day. But it's a really great book. Peter Drucker is the father of management, and he is well respected among the business community. So I highly recommend that book. Okay, now on to my final book recommendation is Influencing with Integrity by Jeannie Laborde, and that's Laborde. That is a great NLP book for a starting place. Either that or another book called NLP, The New Technology of Achievement by the NLP Comprehensive Training Team, edited by Steve Andreas and Charles Faulkner. Both of these books are excellent books. The reason why I'm particularly feeling good about Influencing with Integrity is it really talks about the importance of using integrity. And NLP is a powerful technology, and like any powerful technology, you can use it to do good and you can use it to do not so good. And I'd rather that you use it to make the world a better place. Okay? So NLP training, why is it so important? Why do I believe it's absolutely necessary for any self-employed person or particularly anybody in the helping profession? It's because NLP really helps you to see the structure of experience and how understanding that how you think about what you think changes what you think. It changes how you experience the world. And this is going to be the focus of the first couple of episodes. We're going to really want to talk about the mindset that you need to have in order to be successful as a service professional and entrepreneur. But also, I want to talk about some of the basics of neuro-linguistic programming and how you can really use that. So these are both great starting point books. There's also NLP, The New Technology of Achievement audio tape series. And we're going to be bringing on several very high-level NLP professionals in the next couple of episodes so that you can learn a little bit more about it and how it works. Don't worry about getting all this information in your bones right now. I just want to give you guys some starting places, some good books to kind of round out your library as a service professional, particularly as a coach. These are some of the most basic books that you're going to want to have. In NLP, you'll learn things like developing a well-formed outcome. You'll learn about skills like rapport. You'll learn about skills like sensory acuity. And you'll learn about skills like using language in a powerful way. And all of these will help you help your clients even better. It'll help you start to see the patterns that your clients get into and how to interrupt those patterns of behavior that are not useful and help them develop new habits and new patterns of behavior that are very useful towards their goals. And you'll find that when working with clients, often it's very difficult to just simply tell them to change the content of their thoughts. But if you change how they're thinking about their thoughts, in other words, the structure of those thoughts, how they're hearing what they're hearing, you can change the tone, you can change the volume, or how they're picturing what they're picturing. You can make it dimmer, or you can make it brighter, or you can push it away or bring it forward, then it will change their experience. And when you do this, something very powerful happens with those clients. They realize how subjective meaning really is, how they're not really responding to the world. They're responding to their map of the world. And NLP talks a lot about our map of reality, my map of reality versus your map of reality, and how they're not always the same. You'll learn other skills like perceptual position. So I'm just kind of telling you just enough now to keep you interested. This is what we call a cliffhanger in the coaching process to make sure that you tune in next week for the next installment. And I want to give each and every one of you the opportunity to get free coaching on Coaching the Life Coach. And the way to do that is to simply go to the blog or send me an email at robert@personallifemedia.com and let me know that you want to be on the show. One of the best ways I know to teach people how to be an effective coach is to have them shadow me and have them actually watch me in the coaching process. This is how I learn from my mentors, and this is how you can get really good really quickly. So I want to give you the opportunity to get coaching directly for your business. But in doing that, we're also going to get some live coaching examples actually on the show. And you'll find that you'll learn far more from witnessing an actual coaching session than you will from simply hearing about how to do it or reading about it in a book. So if you're interested in being on the show, being a guest, and getting some live coaching for your business, then I want you to just email me to robert@personallifemedia.com or go on the blog at Personal Life Media, and we will look forward to meeting you soon, and I'll look forward to getting you on the show. This is Robert Harrison. This has been Coaching the Life Coach. For transcripts of this show or any show, please go to personallifemedia.com, and I'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.